Come on, do your exposition thing.
Okay. Tell me again why we're here.
The Zen Buddhist class we signed up for, remember? Continuing adult education?
I think this is the same place where I took a ventriloquism for dummies class.
Yeah, I liked it.
Of course you would, you murderer.
Hello, class. This is Buddhism 201, the first step on your path to enlightenment. And when I say first step, I mean, of course, that it is your last step. And you have never been farther from bliss. Embrace it.
What the heck?
Would you shut up? I'm trying to get enlightened.
Take a seat. What are you doing?
You told us to take a seat.
Oh, dear. Continue standing.
I get it. It's like opposite day.
Much better. Good morning, students.
Good morning, master. Om Mone Purne Om.
Om Mone Purne Om.
On money put my horn.
Hello, Mr. Master. Hello.
Yes?
Will there be pop quizzes?
The only pop quiz will be the sound of this stick striking your head.
Ow! Hey, that's not fair. How come he gets a head start?
Ow! Thank you, Master.
Why don't you hit me? What have I done wrong?
He who desires the stick will receive only its absence.
Stupid stick.
Now, before we get started in earnest, are there any other questions?
Yes. Is there some kind of a syllabus?
Yes. Here it is.
This is an avocado.
Exactly.
I can't wait to eat it, Master.
Teacher's pet.
Poor Terry's son. He has not yet received the insight afforded by the stick.
Here is your first lesson. A student signed up for this class, stood in the hallway, and refused to enter the room. Why is this?
Because he did not see himself as outside the classroom.
Very good.
Thank you, Master.
Wow, I had no idea Buddhism was so violent.
Buddhism, a peaceful method of spiritual enlightenment or hotbed of violence. Where most of the world sees this religion as being a font of benevolent meditation, others take a different view. Take this former Buddhist disciple whose voice has been changed to protect his identity.
Yeah, I was in this class with the Zen master, see? And he asked me what was the sound of a man being hit on the head with a brick. When I was trying to come up with the answer, he hit me on the head with a brick. Then he said, "You are now enlightened."
I understand as a result of this action you have sustained partial hearing loss.
Yes, I prefer pudding, though.
What was the experience of enlightenment like for you?
It was quite beautiful. Little tweeting birds and stars were flying around my head.
All across the country, naive young students are being hit on the head with sticks regardless of how they answer the master's questions. Buddhist apologists claim the religion is not inherently violent, but is given a bad name by some of the more extreme fundamentalist sects who take the sutras literally. Our action reporter, Peggy Orsland, has examined some of these seminal Buddhist texts. Peggy, what have you found?
Ralph, I've studied many Zen koans, and frankly, what I found is shocking. Fully 46% of them advocate violence against the unenlightened. Just listen to this one. Once, Matsu and Pai Cheng were walking along and they saw some wild ducks fly by. "What is that?" the master asked. "Wild ducks," Pai Cheng replied. "Where have they gone?" "They've flown away," Pai Cheng said. The master then twisted Pai Cheng's nose, and when Pai Cheng cried out in pain, Matsu said, "When have they ever flown away?"
That is absolutely chilling, Peggy. Enlightenment and a deviated septum.
And it's only the tip of the iceberg, Ralph. Here's another. Elder Ting asks Lin Chi, "Master, what is the great meaning of Buddhist teachings?" Lin Chi came down from his seat, slapped Ting, and pushed him away. Ting was stunned and stood motionless. At that moment, Ting attained great enlightenment.
Thank you, Peggy. According to worried parents, Buddhism has increasingly worked its way into popular culture. Radical Buddhists have infiltrated entertainment companies, where they are attempting to mold young minds. Here's a clip from a recent movie, Zen Zanies, which is currently setting box office records.
Look here, you mugs. You gotta pay attention. What is the sound of one hand clapping?
I don't know, Mo.
Consider yourself enlightened.
Oh, a wise guy, eh? Whoop, 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 whoop.
Say, why don't you enlighten somebody your own size?
Oh, an intelligent imbecile, eh? Now it's your turn, lame brain.
I'm ready, Mo. Nothing yet. Try again. Mo, you better...
Better what?
You better hit me some more. I got it! I'm enlightened!
The Stooges' breakthrough happened after they took a religious pilgrimage after the failure of their movie Apes Amok. Hoping to immerse themselves in Eastern spiritual practices, they were accompanied on the trip by one of the Ritz brothers and Clara Bow. After studying for several months, the Stooges returned to the States and resumed their careers. Longtime fans were shocked, noting how their movies, which always featured slapstick, were now almost unwatchable due to the horrific violence that was portrayed. Most of their movies consisted of Mo bludgeoning his partners while they screamed in pain. Indeed, many theaters refused to book their movies. Here's a clip of Mo Howard from 1970.
I remember one in particular. I'll beat you senseless. Larry was in intensive care for several months. Coily lost three of his toes. Me, I was pronounced dead for 17 minutes at Cedar Sinai. However, I was able to make a recovery in time to make karma crack-ups. During this movie, Larry was so severely injured that he spent the next year in a coma. I was permanently paralyzed from the waist down. And of course, during the pie-throwing scene, Coily was beheaded. Which is why we had to bring Shemp on board.
Your homework this week is to write a paper on the final Three Stooges film, Bodhisattva Boneheads. I want you to focus on the scene where Joe Derrida, the finest stooge, by the way, achieves enlightenment after the snooty society matron runs him through with a fireplace poker. You are free to leave. And when I say leave, I mean, of course, that you must stay exactly where you are. Get out! Stay in your seat and go home! And don't move! Well, why are you still here?
What do we do?
Master, if I'm already home, why would I leave? If I've already left, why are you talking to the space I once occupied? Perhaps I am both at home and in this classroom. Perhaps... I am in neither place.
Exactly. You are Arahat. You may go or stay. I don't care. As for you two, you have failed in your quest to become enlightened. You are Satapana, stream enterers, devoid of identity. You will both receive incompletes for this class. Good night.
Great. Now how are we going to escape the lower fetters that bind us to earthly cravings?
I've got an idea. Let's check the internet. There's got to be something on YouTube that'll let us know how we can escape samsara. Let me try a web search. Philosophy plus Buddhism plus...
Las Vegas?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Las Vegas and the semifinals of the world's greatest thinker competition. You're in for a real barn burner this evening, folks. We got two titans battling it out for the chance to compete in next week's final round. In this corner, weighing in at 327 pounds, a being of complete peace and harmony who is not afraid to kick some butt whenever Dharma is threatened by Pali. Representing the East in all its mysterious ways, let's hear it for the Buddha! And in this corner, weighing in at 142 pounds, soaking wet, the symbol of the American West, like the Marlboro Man. He's tough, he's wiry, and he only has one lung, Let's hear it for Cowboy! It's East versus West tonight, a real grudge match of epic proportions, and it looks like the ref's ready for our first round.
Okay, you boys know the rules. No platitudes and no biting. Got it? Okay, break.
Though all his life a fool associates with a wise man, he may no more comprehend the truth than a spoon tastes the flavor of the soup.
Well, that's a rather disappointing opening. Predictably, the Buddha used a typical fool wise man cone. And it's the same gambit he used in last year's Nirvana Bowl. Let's see if Cowboy has prepared for this.
Well, I say a cowboy's hands are as strong as steel, as tough as leather, and soft enough to touch both a hummingbird's wing and the skin of a woman, and not disturb the beauty of either.
Can you believe it? Cowboy has returned the Buddha's tepid opening salvo with an absolutely beautiful synecdoche of cowboy wisdom. And he's really connected both with the audience and the Buddha's prodigious midsection. Buddha appears stunned. He's wandering around the ring, meditating, and it looks like the judges have made their decision.
1 point to Cowboy. Yeah.
And now it's time for round two. Buddha is taking his spot in the middle of the stage.
What is the color of wind?
Oh, I think this one caught Cowboy by surprise. He didn't see it coming. He's reeling a little. Yes, sir, folks. Cowboy has been thrown by this Brahma bull.
This cattle rustler, Ricky Johnson from Cochise County, decided to escape from the courthouse during his trial by the circuit judge. This feller climbs out the window and into a pile of manure behind the livery. And he says, "Well, if when I ain't out of one load of horse crap and into another."
Ooh, bad form there for Cowboy. He seems to have just made it up as he went along. Buddha has shown his true Buddha nature there with a beautifully delivered one-liner. The color of the wind? Are you kidding me? Where'd he get that from? Boom!
Point to Buddha.
Well, it's all tied up, folks. We're about ready for the final round. Buddha takes his usual spot.
As the bee collects nectar and fragrance, so let the sage dwell on earth.
Not bad. Some applause by the audience. Buddha looks confident and... Wait a minute. Cowboy seems to be pondering. He's looking up, yes. That's definitely his signature ponder yonder look. And now I do believe... he's reckoning.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you stick your behind in a bee's hive, you're likely to get stung and end up with honey britches, big man.
Look at the way the Buddha is reacting to that full body aphorism. He is completely bedazzled by the cowboy's simple yet direct pearls of countrified wisdom.
Oh my,
looks like he may have reached a profound state of enlightenment. The Buddha may be down for the count.
1, 2, move!
You saw it here, Wisdom fans. It looks like we have a new contender for the crown. Tune in next week when Cowboy will face Ayn Rand for the title of the world's greatest thinker. Broadcast live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Good night, everybody!
This has been a Plastic Cactus podcast written and performed by Mike Sterner and Terry Owen, with special guests Nancy Stanley, Nick Sievert, and Bridget Thumb. Thanks for listening.